Thank you. Thank you. You know, we're just short of, what, 5-6 years for 100 years? And we may have Sister Parson Bama leading us to the charge in 100 years. So that's beautiful. That's beautiful. This morning, our scripture will be, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Okay, let's have prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for continuing to lift us, to keep us, and start us on our way, touching our bodies from our head to our toe. Lord, I just ask you to remedy and remove any hindrances or distractions that may detour from your word this morning. And just thank you for blessing us with a word and a message from you. May you minimize any of Gail and continue to maximize the Holy Spirit in this body today. Thank you for all that you are and do for this body. And most of all, Lord, what you're about to do as we continue to move forward throughout this year. We thank you, we love you, and praise you on this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So when we think about and see Philippians 4:13, Paul is sharing that he knows what it is to be in need and know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living or plenty or want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength, and I am content. The most important part of a tree is what you don't see, the root system. The most important part of the Christian's life is a part that only God sees. Unless we draw on the deep resources of God by faith, we fail against the pressures of life. Paul depended on the power of Christ at work in his life. Also, we can say many mothers are familiar with this contentment. Godly mothers have learned to live through feast and famine to care for their children, good times and lean times, times of great sorrow, as well as knowing the seasons of joy, only God could bring relief to the pain and loss experienced. Through it all, mothers have learned to lean on Jesus and give him all the praise and glory. Many of us during these times wonder how people make it through without knowing the saving and wonderful grace of Jesus Christ. Yet aren't we thankful as women here at Tabernacle? We have mothers who reflect a Christ-like mindset and seniors that have modeled godly, fearless faith, limitless love, and the power of prayer. It was and is continuously encouraging. I am thankful I had the opportunity to absorb the light of hope and love you radiate. You are jewels. I think about this quadrant over here and how it was so often filled with many of our senior women, and just coming to this section of the church many times after church and just being able to glean from the love and wisdom and the nurturing experiences. I also remember middle over here, Sister Jenny and Sister Jane sitting over there mandating their seats in their pew, daring anybody to sit in them before they returned from Sunday school. But what wonderful opportunities to sit at their feet and hear what they had to share and pour and defend as Black mothers today and as Christian women in our church. Of course, many of their children have given the most precious gift to them this day, and that is the joy of being grandmothers. And as grandmothers, They are quite transformative, and I say transformative because what they have realized and know and have done is listen to their children so that they could experience life and know how to even be better godly mothers and grandmothers as they age in Christ. They have exhibited the love and light God seeks for us to share with younger women and mothers. And as I said, just incredibly thankful for that opportunity. As my mother matured in life, I experienced her as a phenomenal, loving, and gracious grandmother. Maya often shares, when we know better, we do better. Well, I've learned through my work and times that it's really we choose to do better because not everybody chooses it. Yet I do know, and not mistaken, she chose to do better. The joy, love, pride, and immense joy she had for her children, her grandchildren, was impeccable. So as she listened to us whine as siblings of what she didn't do and how you didn't tell us you loved us, she corrected any of those situations as she interacted, loved, and hugged on her grandchildren. So as seniors, I'm just thankful that we have models that know that we continue to grow, change, and can be pruned by Jesus Christ to be better. Let him mold us and press on us to become more Christ-like. Constantly have this mind among yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus. What is the mind of Christ? It is selfless, self-centered, and humble, as well as obedient, Philippians 2:5. This scripture meant for the Philippians describes our senior mothers at Tabernacle. I humbly appreciate what they have poured, what they have shared, and continue to do, despite any of their physical ailments and any of their times when they can't make it here. And may we just call upon and reach out to so many who would love to be here today, may not even be able to plug in virtually, but they love their church and still consider you their family. Take a time, a moment, just a minute, to give them a call today and say Happy Mother's Day and let them know you've thought about them. As a mother, my greatest desire is that the son stays rooted and guided by godly wisdom. Yes, there's great education and opportunities that may come his way, but the most significant piece in his life is to stay on purpose and walk this journey with the Lord. Know the word and let it navigate his life. He said during the eulogy he delivered for his dad, William, "I want to just be half the man he is. As a mom, I have a taller order." And so does William as he looks down upon us. Replicate the dash as you order your steps and seek patience, kindness, strength, and an abounding faith that instills truth, humility, and authenticity in all you do and share with others. Be the Christ-like man that God is calling you to become. Because most of all, as godly mothers, that's what we seek for our children, is to know and embrace and serve the Almighty. Limitless love is what mothers, godly mothers, share. No limits, no boundaries. As godly mothers, you seek to share an incredible love with your children, providing protection and security while nurturing confidence. A mother's capacity to love is never lost. Limitless love does not require a child to search for love in all the wrong places or things. Limitless love from a mother brings stability and an unwavering constant. There isn't a need to search or struggle or yearn for love because they're right there for you before you even know you need them to be there. They have an inexhaustible source, an inexhaustible source of love and desire to continue to help to propel you forward, because not only do we want good for you, we want better for you than we've ever lived and experienced, because that's what we desire for each and every generation as we grow. Love can heal us, our relationships, and the chaos in our world. Learning to be more loving is the most valuable thing we could ever do. Love casts out fear. It helps us feel happy and whole. Many children first learn to love by the experiences, teachings, and behaviors of their mothers. To love unconditionally. Godly mothers work in the kingdom to share love and that of Jesus, to fill the voids and deliver what they know you need to stay in this fight and journey, and to keep you out of darkness and despair that plagues many of our lives, and particularly our children. Despite the hurts and disappointments, limitless love never falters and remains steadfast, despite the disappointments and frustrations that may be experienced. She is there when you need to eat, or you forgot something and needed to get it there to you. Yes, when you needed child care and babysitting as you had children, they were there for you. But they wanted you to remember to pick them up. I have love, but I'm not who I used to be. A mother's limitless love, 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7, gives us definition of love. Love is patient. Love is kind. It isn't jealous. It doesn't brag. It isn't arrogant. It isn't rude. It doesn't seek its own advantage. It isn't irritable. It doesn't keep a record of complaints. It isn't happy with injustice, but it is happy with the truth. Love puts us up with all things first, and trust in all things, hopes for all things, and endures all things. No matter what happens, you can always count on a mother to give you love unlike any other. Also, mothers have a fearless faith that brings tenacious courage and strength to persevere. Fearless faith, lacking fear. As we think about our generations and families, historically, a perpetual cycle of trauma, division, racism, yet the most significant burden our mothers have experienced through the years, and we still experience today, is children being ripped from your life. Each one of us was born a divine assignment, with a unique purpose. Know our time, presence, and prayers are needed daily to encourage other mothers. As we are here on Mother's Day, there are those of us who sit and stand without our mothers. We may miss them, we love them, but we're so thankful they knew God. Amen. Yet the greatest burden is for a mother to lose a child before time. Because you always think you're gonna outlive a child. So on this Mother's Day, also ask you to remember those women, those mothers who have lost their children. And maybe they haven't lost them through death, but maybe they're missing. Maybe there's fractured relationships that you know about, and we just ask you to continue to lift them, to encourage them, and to be with them, because that is a painful experience that is tugging at their heart daily. 1 Thessalonians says to us, therefore, 5:11, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. We have mothers suffering at high levels with fertility concerns, longing and seeking to have a child, yet have met with unforeseen obstacles, unknown answers. Yet the Bible gives us several stories about mothers who were barren, yet God made a way. One is Hannah in 1 Samuel. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And she made a vow saying, O Lord Almighty, If you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son. And then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life. And no razor will ever be used on his head. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long will you keep on getting drunk? Get rid of your wine." And Hannah boldly said, "Not so. I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord." So what you see is just a woman in prayer with love, with the Almighty, to bear a child. "Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here and out of my great anguish and grief." Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him." Here the Lord gives barren and humiliated Hannah through the gentle forces of faith and motherhood. Hannah goes on to even have more children. Is he not a miraculous God? You know, we need to recall also Sarah laughed. She thought it was so absurd. Do we laugh or do we honestly believe that all things are possible through him? We have mothers facing issues with safe deliveries in this country. Black women that have higher rates of maternal death. In a country with such medical advancement, we are still experiencing, as Black women, the inequities and disparities of healthcare in our country that takes the lives of our babies and takes the lives of potential motherhood. Let us not insulate them and be there for them and be able to have compassion for the struggles that they are experiencing today. Being a young mother today brings so many challenges that many of us don't know. I mean, we are so gleeful about technology, yet do we understand what social media has done to our young people? Do we understand how technology continues to prevail with the ugliness of porn and gambling that entices them at young ages? So we must keep our mothers in prayer. Lift them up. Come alongside of them. Titus tells us, 2:3-5, "Likewise, tell the older women to be reverent in their behavior, teaching what is good, rather than being gossip or addicted to heavy drinking. That way they can mentor young women to love their husbands and children and to be sensible, morally pure, working it, being kind and submissive to their own husbands so that God's word won't be ridiculed." And let us understand, we say submissive to husband. There's some submission that our husbands must have to the Lord. Mothers can always get a good example for those that are younger than them, even if they're not their own children. And then we have to witness the travesty again of our mothers. Our Black mothers express pain and grief of losing sons and daughters to police violence. Trayvon Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton, says, "I still cry 8 years later. And I don't apologize for crying. Those are my tears. That was my son. You have to know that you have to allow yourself to be sad. And then you have to allow yourself to know that a brighter day is coming." It's there. Fearless faith. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones. Ahmaud Arbery's mother on her son's killing said, "They shot him down like he was a dog." Says her healing process has been slow after losing her son when two men fatally shot him in a confrontation, believing he was a burglar. the mother of Breonna Taylor, the 26-year-old EMT who was killed in her apartment in 2020 when Louisville police executed an erroneous search warrant, said she was crushed because not only did she lose her daughter, but Taylor was about to celebrate her birthday before she was killed in her own home. She said, "I couldn't focus on anything. People were talking, and I couldn't hear them. I was angry, and all I could see was red." And then for her birthday to come up so quickly after this incident was heartbreaking. "I didn't want to get out of bed," says Tamika Palmer. "I didn't want to deal with people. But all these people who I don't even know came from everywhere to celebrate her life. So I had to get up and I had to talk and I had to be around these people." These were godly mothers who thought of Sister Palmer on one of the toughest days of her life. Fearless faith. "I'm grateful, I really am, but it's just that day and that moment, I didn't want to be that person. It was like I wasn't there." But I want you, just as we remember the names of their children, remember their names. Place them on your prayer list. Let's call on the priceless power of prayer and lift them up and encourage them. Say their names, women who stood up when they wanted to only stay in bed. Women that had to be in public during such agonizing grief when they wanted to just sit alone in privacy. Jesus Christ gave them the strength to stand. All things are possible through Jesus Christ, who strengthens. There is nothing more painful for a parent to bury a child. Yet, here we sit in 2023 experiencing high levels of suicides and homicides that continue to rise. Sisters, it's time to pray. Another battle raging through our community is mental health crisis. It calls for fearless faith because the stigmas further perpetuate the depression and loneliness. Misinterpretations and negative talk make it even more difficult to navigate. I get emotional because my son was an amazing young man, and it took me to be a mother for me to realize how incredible a woman my mother was, Regina King said. "You don't know what unconditional love is. You may think you do, you may say you do, but until you have a child, you don't know what that is. But when you experience it, it's the most fulfilling experience you'll have in life." So that is the greatest part of me, being a mom to Ian. Not much is known about Ian Alexander Jr., actress, Regina King's son, other than it was suicide. "He was such a bright light who cared so deeply about the happiness of others," the family statement read. Remember these women, learn their names, keep them in prayer. There has been a significant shift in the way we talk about mental health in America, an even bigger shift in the Black community. Younger generations, like Black millennials and Generation Z, have been the biggest advocates for healing through therapy and asking for help when needed. But the struggle to highlight the importance of mental health in the Black community is far from where we need it to be. Parents and grandparents are still wrestling with understanding and knowing the appropriate mental health knowledge. Being pressed, knowing the signs and symptoms are critical for saving the lives of loved ones. This is not somebody else's concern, it's ours. Yes, it's the church and it is our families. A mental issue is not about being faithless. It is not that you have lost faith or decreased your faith at all. We do a disservice to our loved ones to make a mental health issue a spiritual deficit. Many are suffering in silence and isolation since the pandemic. Loneliness is often talked about as an epidemic. You know, some surveys revealed today that 60% of people in the U.S. right now report feeling lonely on a regular basis. That's pretty devastating from a public health perspective. I say it's a clarion call from a spiritual perspective. Conduct sessions with mothers who are barely hanging on. They have children they're trying to help, some seeking in despair because we have an overloaded healthcare system where they can't even get the resources and their needs met. So where do they get help? Hopefully, our churches. Begin to support families rather than allowing them to suffer in isolation that hastens the issue. Do we show we care? Let's call a person on our sick and shut-in list. Even pre-pandemic, I can still recall visiting mothers who had not seen children or families all year because they don't live in the same city. They light up when they hear, "Tabernacle, did you say tabernacle?" Because remember, they consider tabernacle family. These mothers long to hear from you and to see you. All mothers, we must keep praying for our young mothers, our future mothers, our vulnerable mothers. 2 Corinthians 1:5 says, "For just as we are abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. There is no recovery without reflection. There isn't any reason to think we can't cancel out all these negatives in our lives. Do we believe that all things are possible through Him? I say to you, nothing is impossible with God." 1 Corinthians 16:13, "Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Keep fearless faith." And our most important weapon, mothers, let's claim the priceless power of a praying mother. Pain, yes, it's a natural and important part of life, yet there is nothing more painful than being isolated and need love, need reassurance, desire compassion, desire just the idea that I could sit with somebody and share. God doesn't live in a church. God lives in us. God will bring you to the edge to wake you up, to remind us what really matters in our lives. Do you believe you're fearfully and wonderfully made? Every one of us is a divine original. What an awesome God. It speaks about the genius of our Maker. Understand the responsibility that comes along with being human and divine. We have to make room for God to speak to us, make room for the Holy Spirit. We have to desire to want to leave our country and our communities and better than how we found them. And it's up to us to create it, not be part of the destruction. Amen. Courage, faith, and strength. God will do the rest. Just hold on. Is praying, a praying mother raised you. She taught you how to pray simply by watching her, you saw prayer. It is one of the things that we take for granted at times as Christians, but we need to understand that prayer is a dynamic that gives us the ability to stand. It gives us the power to move mountains in the spirit, to break generational chains, and to destroy the strongholds that become a part of our lives and our children's lives. Prayer is a personal experience. It's an interaction with God. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, James tells us. Do you know what that means? Prayer can move the hand of God to act in your own life. Today you are here standing on the shoulders of praying mothers. You are the product of a godly mother who fought battles on her knees. She understood the power of God. One of the things a young man shared, "What drove me to pray so far hard is that now I know what I'm coming from. I know what I've been saved from, and I know what our past is, and I know Satan comes to kill and destroy. A godly mother has a fearless faith. There's no way she will sit back and watch Satan destroy the lives of her children. She will be relentless and ready, fearless and limitless. Please hear me when I think about regarding our families and generations of slavery. There are things our ancestors fought for through the generations. There's negative and evil that we need to stop in our bloodlines. Generational troubles and strongholds that can only be brought down through prayer and fasting. And many mothers are praying so that nothing of the sort will follow through their next generation. If you don't know your history, then you can't understand the intensity of these prayers, nor the actions and faith that follow the glory and praise that it brings. I'm saying to you, what follows your family, what follows your parents, we can stop through prayer. If it's in your bloodline, let's diminish it. Let's break the chains. From one generation to the next, the same story exists for many, illness and poverty. There's always trials, but whatever follows your family bloodline, if it's not good, it's not biblical. If it's not promised by God, then can we refuse it? Let's stamp it out, denounce it, and tear it down with the blood of Jesus. That's a fearless mother. I prayed and said, God, I will give this 200%. I want to break these chains that bound us. It's what gives me the desire to even work with families. Fearless, faithful praying. Don't allow the devil to have a grip on your family. In every area, pray your family will produce strong family units, have united and strong marriages. Pray that your family bloodline is followed by the effects of God. Anywhere and everywhere, pray. We want our children and our grandchildren to know when you get up in the morning, it's not just a ritual when you went to bed that night. Pray for your children in the car when you're taking them to school and picking them up. Allow them to hear those prayers that you pray over them. And let them hear your gratitude when you praise God for answering. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping my child safe at school today. You go on to the grocery store. Thank you, God, for being able to buy these expensive groceries. We have astronomical numbers of hunger across our country. Thank you, Lord, for putting the food on the table and giving me the ability and opportunity to cook it. And you may say, wow, she prays all the time. I think that would be the best compliment a mother could get. More prayer, more power. Always remind our loved ones and families to remember we survive through prayer. And they will discover that to be true. As they age and grow older and wiser in the Lord, they're going to say, my mama prayed for this. They will notice what tests them and sets them apart in their friendships, careers, schools, and relationships. Your child will know they are set apart by the prayers of a righteous, fearless, and faithful mother. Know your mother prayed that although you may have gone wayward sometime, your mama's prayers help get you back on the straight and narrow. The prayers of your mother pulled you through seasons of pain, lifted you up in seasons of disappointments. Her prayers led you to Christ. You enjoy God's favor throughout your life because she was always praying for you. Her prayers protected you when you didn't even know it. It was hidden from the sight of the enemy because of your mother's prayers. The devil tried to snatch you into darkness, but prayer lifted you. Her prayer shaped you. She gathered others to join collectively with intercessory prayer for you. Today, may you experience and know the value of priceless prayers of your mama. She was able to press on because she understood the limitless love of God and attempted to live it daily with you. As young mothers listen, lean in, know that the light that shines from Jesus needs to be in your home and on your children. If you are a young mother experiencing the pains, trials, or the frightening news each week, don't fear. Drop to your knees and turn it over to the Lord. God will work it out. He wants you living in His name, not worrying in this world. Your prayers will keep your children. Your prayers will keep and sustain your home. The deep love that a mother has for her kids, that connection and blood and emotion, is more powerful than you think. Here's what every mother needs to do for their children. A couple of things. The first is found in Proverbs 6:20. It says, "My child, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching." Mothers, teach your children how to pray. Teach them how to talk to God. Teach them the power of prayer. Teach them the home they share with you is a house of prayer. Teach by practice and example. What we walk is our talk. Teach by example. Teach them the priceless power of prayer and let them see prayer active in your life. Living it, believing it, and walking in the name of Jesus. He's got this. Leaning on Him, trusting in Him, being a fearless, faithful servant of the Lord. Does the family pray together, have devotion together? It begins at home. People will take teens and children running to the back and forth to the church, yet not living the practice of study, worship, and prayer in the home. Don't let it stop at the door of the church. Every mother needs to remain in fervent prayer for their children. While they're sleeping, touch them. Pray over their backpacks, books, phones. Please pray over all the devices. What comes in, what goes out, and what is delivered and sent. Yes, pray. Put it in your hand. Touch it. Touch them. Go into their room. Pray that the Holy Spirit covers and blankets them, not only while they sleep, but while they experience any kind of temptations that they may be considering. They won't know why they suddenly stop the behavior, but you will. Pray for God to protect the comings and goings of your children and to make godly choices and impart the knowledge they need. Pray they walk and are guided by the Holy Spirit. This world is full of dangers, and sin is full of deception and evil. Even when they misstep, God will show up and protect them. Why? Because He said He would. Pray over your children's lives. Take charge of their spiritual growth at an early age. That means those little grandbabies, hold them. Pray with them. Teach them the word. They may only know God, Jesus, but they will continue to expand on it and know that grandmama taught them about the Lord. Let them grow up knowing that a prayer is a lifestyle for a Christian, not some optional choice, ritual, or bedtime tradition. Your walk should live the prayers. Show them you believe Him, you trust Him, and are turning your burdens over to Him. Yes, there will be vulnerabilities shared and seen. Yes, we are flesh, not superwomen. Yes, what they will see is you get up and press on in the mighty name of Jesus. Despite the setback, the fumble, or hurdle, the victory is not ours if we don't get up. We get down on our knees in pain and rise with the joy only Jesus brings. He will renew our strength. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint, Isaiah tells us. Does anybody know what I'm talking about today? He will remove strongholds. Stop those little minutia prayers. Believe in the monumental, incredible possibilities of the Lord. For nothing, He didn't say a few, some, for nothing is impossible with God. Dream and believe big. Don't look at your circumstances. Live and stand in the priceless possibilities and potential. Your mama has prayed the impossible over your life. Stand in it. Walk in it. Yes, I may sound a little crazy to some, but believe the incredible transforming power of Jesus Christ. See, I've talked with the people who didn't believe or don't believe and share these negative messages with families about what their child is. And we have to squash it and say, no, baby, God has plans for you and your child. You stay and hold on to him. See, research and books and theory will tell me that Anthony Covington wouldn't be sitting here today. They would tell me he would be incarcerated, on drugs, on the street, or maybe even dead by now, based on the number of challenges and ACEs he had in his life by that time he was 5. Yet I know a God that told me otherwise. He said, Gail, this is what I want you to do. You raise this child for one of the top schools in this country. I said, okay, God, I ain't got that kind of money, but okay. But I believed. Anthony said he wanted to be president of the United States. I put the president's placemat on the table, so he learned all the presidents. He had an almanac that he could study and read and learn. Do we give them the skills, the tools that they need to continue to advance their own knowledge while we continue to pray for them? Do we inspire them and encourage them in their dreams? Whatever it may be. They say they want to fly a plane. Boy, I hear somebody say, oh, boy, you crazy. I say, wow, let's go out to the Air Force Museum. Let me introduce you to a pilot I know. Let's open and expose them to the opportunities God has for them. Share the dreams and hopes with others so that you may collectively pray together. I will never forget one time. It really surprised me. I mean, I know I have respect and love for many of these senior women and the time they have shared. But to go to their house, I said, Anthony, you need to go and visit some of these women that have gotten you where you are, who have prayed for you all these years. People talk about a village. I talk about a body of Christ. And I'm going to tell you, there was nothing more humbling than going to these homes where these women told me they were praying and to see the prayer list they had with their Bible, to see his photo sitting on their prayer table. Where all these years they've been praying for him. I was like, wow, I haven't even talked to you in years. But they still were praying. Do you believe in the power of prayer? So when miraculous things were happening that would have told William and I otherwise, we would go in shock. But then what would I remember now? He had a host of prayer mama warriors praying for him. How powerful. Fly like eagles. Collective prayer. Know, young people, your mama's prayers planted the seeds. Now you will walk in it. Don't let this life be in vain. He will remove the obstacles. Don't look at those. You can stand before a mountain that you know you can't climb. And the God I know will drill a path that didn't exist just for you. You'll look back and say, how did I do that? Because all you see is the mountain. God will tell you, you didn't do it. All things are possible through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. You got through it. Will you get out of God's way? Your mama saw the light for your life. Don't you choose darkness. Yeah, you may stray, but always get back on the path. Focus in his name. God will bring the clarity that you need. Ask him to break the generational chains that keep dysfunction, addictions, and evil permeating your family. Ask him to raise business owners, attorneys, medical practitioners to care for the family, builders and architects to design the homes your families and future generations will live in. He will walk you through a fiery furnace and keep you unscathed without blemish. You cannot fail when he is with you. You need provision. He's Jehovah Jireh when you need God to intervene. Pray to him when you need guidance on your child, their education, their health, their behaviors. Yeah, I know somebody told you that they had some type of dysfunction or they did an assessment and told you what they were incapable of doing. But I tell you, God said, bring them to me. Let me touch their lives. Let me hold them in the palm of my hand and lift them up and let them know the magnificent, miraculous, omnipotent, sovereign power of Jesus Christ. When you feel depressed and tired, don't know how to make the next step, wipe the tears and let him carry you through. He will do it. Help your child discover God's favor, how to know his voice, study and know his word. Let God order the steps and equip. It's not what we have, it's what he will provide. See, we want to keep seeing things out of our own eyes. When will we stop and say, God said he will open these doors. God told me he will bless me. Stand on his promises. Know you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Order your steps. Teach your children. Thank him for practicing and teaching and being patient with you. When in doubt, pray he will work it out. Keep praying, keep believing, and trust him. Stand in his promises. Keep your children close. And don't let anybody call you a religious fanatic. Why, there she go praying again. Oh, there she is with the word. Well, I know the word saves. The word doesn't change things. It changes you and it changes me. Amen. Will you stand in his name and transform the lives of future generations and your children? Will you hold them close when others tell you it's a forgotten cause? And know, my baby has unlimited potential and possibilities in Jesus Christ. And mothers, please, as you continue to care for your own and lift up your own, just come alongside other mothers who need to know your love, need to know the love of Jesus, need to know the kind of power and saving grace that you have learned and experienced in Christ. Won't you do it? Won't you let them know? You do not want to be selfish with the light of Jesus. What Sister Crawford always tell us? Take the name of Jesus with you. Amen. So when we leave here, you take the name of Jesus with you and teach your children to take the name of Jesus with them every time they exit out the home. It's a powerful experience. And they will thank you for being the godly, fearless, priceless, limitless mother of God. Thank you.